Well, once again in the Walk Right In studio, we welcome Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, I was a couple of days, 3 days ago, I went for a walk in the countryside and I came back absolutely chilled to the bone. Is this necessarily a very bad thing or can it be healthy or what?
Oh, for an adult, this isn't so bad. You go out, you get chilled. You have a mechanism, actually, that will help you get over the chilling. One starts to shiver, and this shivering is muscles working, and it does generate a certain amount of heat. But there are certain groups of the population who are rather susceptible to cold, the very, very young and the elderly. And here we've got to take rather special precautions. We now know, for instance, that newborn babies are susceptible to cold injury and it can in fact kill them, and we've got to take rather special precautions for them. They're susceptible, these newborn babies, for a variety of reasons. One is that in relation to their weight, they really have got a large surface area that they can lose heat from. And of course the skin isn't so tough and robust as it would be in an adult. It's rather delicate and thin. And newborn babies don't shiver either. They haven't got this mechanism that I mentioned with the adults, which is a form of protection. And of course, with newborn babies, it takes a while for their body mechanisms to get into the swing of things, for their metabolism to adjust. That's the technical sort of term that we use. And again, newborn babies tend to be fairly quiet little individuals. They're not energetic and bouncing about. And so, of course, they're not using a lot of energy and at the same time producing heat. If these very tiny babies do become chilled, their body temperature falls and it can cause very, very serious complications. So the thing that we've got to do is to take preventive measures, not wait until the child does get cold, but think in advance. There are a number of things that can be done, and this is a point perhaps for dads to think about, in preparing the home for the baby before it comes back from the hospital, or if it's going to be a home confinement. Mum already will have thought about garments and cot coverings and so on. This is something she'll have discussed with the midwife and with the health visitor. But Dad's job comes in making sure that the room is going to be warm and a stable temperature can be maintained. For instance, things like drafty windows and doors should be attended to well in advance. Don't make this a last-minute sort of effort. And provide some additional form of heating in the room, some form of safe heater, and I emphasise again, safe heater. The room where the baby is going to be, where it's born and where it's going to be nursed, should be kept thoroughly warm both day and night for well on into a month after birth. After that, the danger goes a little bit. But the early days are terribly important. The positioning of the cot should be taken into account. Keep it away from drafty windows and from cold walls too, usually outside walls that face north and east. These sorts of things are a stitch in time that can save nine. It's worthwhile having a word with the doctor or the midwife about this well in advance. They will tell you if there are any warning signs to watch out for should a baby become chilled, and one then knows what steps to take immediately. But again, I go back to the point I made at the beginning, prevention is better than cure. For the elderly, we have similar problems, a constant temperature should be maintained, and this is something that younger relatives ought to be looking to. Make sure that mum or dad or elderly uncles and aunts are warm during the winter. They can suffer just as much from cold injury as the newborn.